Here you go, five short ideas for Parshas Nitzavim Vayelech, Shabbos, Motze Shabbos, Slichos, Elul, Tavshin Pei, Learning Shemin, Tzchus Furshan, for Mordechai Yaakov, Yudah, Bernivka, Besor, Shechai Yisrael. And first idea comes to us from the Mori 9, opening Pasuk to our first Parsha. Atem Nitzavim Ayom, Kulchem, Lefnei Hashem, Lokechem, Hashem, Shevtechem, Segnechem, Shorechem, Kol Ish Yisrael. At the end of the day, it says the Mori 9, you know the Zohar tells us that Hayom refers to Rosh Hashanah. He says, well, you stand in front of the Rabbonu Shem on Hayom. But he says, what's the eighth? So what's the opening advice? And in these 2 weeks that we have, less than 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah Hayom, it's Kol Ish Yisrael. Kol Ish Yisrael, you want to know how to stand in front of Atenitz of him? Kol Ish Yisrael. Value every Jew. Value every Yid, whether they have a keeper or not, whether you agree with their hashkafas or not. Every Jew is a prince and a princess, and they're part of their family. And as the Vilna Gaon like to say, when you have that quirkus and you see the father, you're the judge is your father. The father is one going to look at one thing and one thing only. How did you treat his brothers and sisters before that quirk is? Every yid is precious. Every yid is so valuable. And we have to make sure to be able to work on those midos, work on that office, Israel, to properly prepare us. But for Yontov, look at the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Kav Ches. And he says there's three Ramazim, three psukim that represent Tshuva, Tzfilo, Tztokam, Mavinas, Roach, Zera. Umal Hashem Alekachas, Levavcha, that's Tshuva. Ani the doidi, that refers to tefillah. But he says the pasuk in Gels Esther, Ish l're'ehu matanos avyon, mazrashi tevas for elo. Right, all those three psukim, mazrashi tevas for elo. Ani the doidi v'doidi li, that's that. And amal Hashem ha'chas l'vach v'azov avzarecha, that's tshuva, ani the doidi, that's tefillah. And finally get to the last one, Ish l're'ehu matanos avyonim, the pasuk talking about Meshach matanos avyonim. That's Romez at Staka. It says at the end of the day, you want to know what the pinimis, the DNA of elo is. It's tshuva tefillah tztaka, but don't forget about that tztaka. Don't forget about ish l're'ehu matanos avyonim. That's exactly what the Mori Naim says. Before he said before Hayom, it's got to be ikol ish Yisrael. Other Shram say, Hayom kulchem. It's got to be with achtes, it's got to be kulchem. The other Shram say, but tonight we're going to focus on kol ish Yisrael. The value of every Jew, the value of every Yid. What a beautiful insight of the Mori Naim, the Vilna Gaon, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Moving on to Adin number two. Adin number two comes to us with the Bnei Yisrael and his Peirush HaLa Torah, Agra Dekala. He says a beautiful word. Paraglamed pasuk beis v'shavta ad Hashem alokecha v'shemata v'kolo k'chol asher anichu anochi mitzavcha yomata v'anecha v'chol avavcha v'nafshecha. You will turn unto HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen to His voice, according to everything that I command you today, and your children with all your heart and all your soul. It says v'nei tzchosu the Agra Dekala. What does it mean v'shavta ad Hashem alokecha? To return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, up until HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your God. He says when a Jew does tshuva and you decide that it's time to change your ways, it's time to be a better person, a better Jew, a better husband, a better wife, a better son, a better daughter. What happens? Ad Hashem Alokecha. You change the Rabbonu Shem from the midas of Din Alokecha to the midas of Rachamim. Ad Hashem Alokecha. Peir shekol kach tashuv at tahafich midas of Din Rachamim. Mash haya Alokecha. Yishabach lehavaya Rachamim. We know that there are two names for Kadosh Baruch Hu in Torah. Alokecha and Yud Kei Vavke. Alokecha is midas of Din and Yud Kei Vavke is midas of Rachamim. V'shavta ad Hashem Alokecha. When a person does tshuva, ad Hashem Alokecha, you change your Alokecha until Yud Kevevke. You change the din. You kak the yocha, bring the Baruch Hashem from strictness, from gvura, from din, to rachim, to compassion. And this is what we know Chazal tells. Chazal tells in Vayikra Rabba and in the Psikta as well. When a Jew blows shofar, we arouse the Kadosh Baruch Hu's rachimim. He was on the seat of gvura, the seat of din, of strictness, and when he hears that blast of the shofar, we bring him over literally to the chariot, to the chair of Rachamim. And this year we have Rosh Hashanah Shabbos. The Sfarim say that Shabbos is exactly what when we don't blow shofar, Shabbos is exactly the shofar itself. But at the end of the day, I saw a beautiful Torah from the Eish Kodesh as well on this whole insight of changing Kadosh Baruch Hu from din to Rachamim. He says when a Jew sees that they have so much gvura and so much din in their life, and they still have lechazik atzmo betzaras, and you know it's so much. There's mamish crazy din in their person's life, and they still go lemalam and atelva from their schaskus, and they try to do tshuva. What happens when you go above and beyond? That on the Rabbon Shem will also go above and beyond. Should we call Malcolm Ashkiva Hilara v'kana savach letoiva? Right, Ashkiva mon kashicha. Ashkiva Chazal say that's a lashon of evilness. But when a person does his chaskus, a person does tshuva, a person is mahapich lara. You're mahapich the din. to bracha, to Baruchas Amcha Yisrael Yisrael. And we all know what the Reish Kodesh is writing in 1940 in Parshas Kisavah. At the end of the day, that our tshuva and our schaskas, anytime we want to do something good, we changes the Rebonishim from din to rachmim. That's what the B'nai Yisrael says by tshuva, that's what Chazal says by shofar, and this is exactly what the Reish Kodesh says by his schaskas, to mechazik ourselves. Even when we see that din, we mechazik ourselves, and we mechazik that little, as much as we can, whatever we can do, we change Chash Baruch from din to rachmim. We change from Akecha to Yud Kevavke to mercy. What beautiful insight, B'nai Yisrael, Chazal, and the Ish Kodesh Zuchus Al Nershim Kum Domim. We move on to Din number 3. Din number 3 comes to us from the Bells of Rebbe, Vesachet Ova Bells. The Pasuk says, the Perek Lamed, Pesukim Yudav, Yudal, Ki HaMitzah Azos, Asher Nochi, Mitzavcha Hayom, Lo Neslesa Mimimcha, Ki Kov Elecha Dover, Maon Beficha, Ovedcha Lasoso. Right, this mitzvah is so close to you, it's in your heart, it's in your soul, it's in your mouth, it's in your heart for you to be able to do. And we know Rashi and Rabban have the famous Machlokas. What is this mitzvah Azos? Rashi says, I believe it refers to Torah. Ramban says it refers to Tshuva. Svarim like to say that's really the same inyan. But at the end of the day, Vesachot Ova Bells, so what's the practical insight for us now standing these mamish, these few minutes before Rosh Hashanah, these few minutes of the DNA of Elul? He says, Ki HaMitzah Azaz HaShanoch Mitzvah Hayom, Ki Kov Elecha Dover Ma'od Beficha Bavav Chalas Oso. Our Jews gotta be Beficha. You talk about learning. You talk about Tshuva. Then when you more you Beficha, then Bavav Chalas Oso, then it'll trickle down to a person's heart. Because sometimes it's very hard for a person to be able to do tshuva. But if you talk about it, then it could actually trickle down. This is exactly the word that the Kabbalah Rebbe says by David HaMelech, and says by Halak, Hemanti ki adaber. You want to know how to gain emuna? Hemanti ki adaber, because I spoke about emuna. And this is the Sefer Achinech, Acher, Apolus, Amshachas, Halavavos. The whole insight. At the end of the day, the more you do something, the more you talk about something, the more it'll become part of you, it'll trickle down. And this is exactly the word. First, it's got to be in your mouth. First, you have to talk about tshuva. You have to learn in Torah. You have to talk about the gadlus of tshuva and Torah. Then it's once beficha. Then it can trickle down to bavavcha. And that's the whole insight of David HaMelech, because Kribbin Rebbe says, Hemante, again, my emunah, ki adab, because I talked about emunah. I told about Maisa Tzadikim, I talked about it. You can't just say, okay, one day I'm going to daven and I'm going to have an emunah. No, you have to talk about it. And that's what the Sefer Achinach, Acha, Pulus, and Shachas, Alvavos. According to our actions, that'll actually affect our hearts. As the Hashem Yisbarach, the more we talk about it, the more we talk about Torah and Shuvah, the more it'll actually trickle down and penetrate our souls and hearts to come closer to the Rebbe. Beautiful insight from Yisrael Dor Bells, the Bells of Rebbe, and the Kabbalah Rebbe and the Sefer Achinach. Move on to Din number 4. First idea comes us to Meshech Chachma and Meir Simcha Dvinsk. Yikra Moshe, Perek Lam and Aleph, Pasuk Zayinah, and Parshas Vayelech. Now Moshe summons Yoshua and speaks to him before all of Chai Yisrael, tells him to be strong and to be courageous. Chazak ve'amatz, like our holy Sephardi brothers always say, Chazak ve'amatz. Says the Meshech Chachma, what's so important, le'enei kol Yisrael? What's the Torah trying to say, teach us, le'enei kol Yisrael? That's what he tells us, Chazak ve'amatz. So he says, he quotes the Gemara in Ksuvas, tells us, Tav Yud Zayin Aman Aleph, that a melech is not allowed to be mochel on his kvodo. Shemachal kvodo ain't kvodo mochel. A melech who wants to forego his honor is not allowed to do it. Moshe Rabbeinu is the pinnacle of Anava. Yoshua, we know Chazal say, also learned from his Rebbe, he was mamash humble his entire life. Moshe Rabbeinu was charging Yoshua. When you're in private, yes, of course, there's a very big inyan to make sure that Melech doesn't have gaiva. Levli rom levava. We learned this in Parshas Shariftim. He can't be baal gaiva. But when it comes to being public, a leader can't be humble. You have to be strong, and you have to be authoritative. You have to be gaivet kedusha, and then you have to be strong as a lion for the benefit of the nation. As the words of the holy Meshech Chachma, "Valeini kol Yisrael chazak v'matz lo tisanig banova lo tir lehem morech rach yakusha kebarza v'gibor ka'arik neged ha'am." To be strong as a lion, as strong as a lion for the benefit of the nation. When it comes down to it, it's not a time to be humble. It's time to be able to access your gaivet kedusha. That's what the Moshe Rabbeinu was charging Yeshua. Says, of course, but when you're in private, you have to be banivas. When you're in public, this is exactly the vort. For we said this in a few times in the El, but I think it's apropos to say again from the Mor B'Shemesh. There's anochias for gaiva, and there's anochias for their bonusham. Re'eh anochi. Anochi is a code word for gaiva. When it could be a bracha, it could be a klala. When is that a bracha? Re'eh anochi, anochi, bracha, klala. When it's a bracha, when it gets you out of bed in the morning, I get to serve their bonusham. To mechazik yourself. Then you're not embarrassed to serve the bonushim. But it goes to be a klala. Your gaivet can be a klala when you think it's all about you. Sometimes in life, it's good to have gaivet kedusha. Rei anochi no sevenecha yo bracha klala. You have to know how to use your anochias. It could be a bracha or it could be a klala. Our job is to be able to understand there's a balance. The Moshe Rabbeinu says the Meshech Chachma. There's a balance of when to have the anova and when to know when to step up for the bonushim. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is charging Yeshua. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is charging every yid. You have to know when to have anivas and when to have gaivet kedusha to step up for the bonushim. A beautiful insight. The Meshech Chachma and the Mor B'Shemesh, moving on to Adi number 5. And year number 5 comes to us from the Rebbe Rabbonim, who was just these yards of us just last week, I believe, on Yud Beis Elul. So the pasuk says, "Tem tukim later lamed alaf yud zayin the chara api vav ayom ahuva vazavti start to fana imayam vayilechu matzu rabos rabos vatzaros." And they're going to say, "Va'omer bayom ahuva halo al kian elokai bekirbi mitzuni aros ha'ila." Right, Chodesh Baruch says, "My anger is going to flare up against Klai Yisrael when they forsake me, and I will forsake them, and I will conceal my face from them, and they will become prey, and many evils of distress will encounter, and they will say on that day, is it not because my Chodesh Baruch is not in my midst that these evils have encountered me?" And says the Rebbe Rabbanim on this pasuk. And what's the deeper verb? He says, what's the deeper pshat? The Klai Yisrael make this statement, the Chodesh Baruch is not with them anymore. He says, this gufa, just making this statement, halo al kien al kai bekiri, that is a statement of chait, of an avera. Because every time a Jew sins, no matter what, the Rabbon Hashem is always with them. We never lose that status. The Rabbon Hashem is always our fathers, avinu malkenu, amirzu hi gufa chait b'fnei atzmo, shara ish yisrael chayv lahamin l'shilmaros kol estaros, even if there's a lot of estaros, and even if there's a lot of darkness, confusion, and choyshech, harish Hashem yisbach shoychin b'soch b'nei yisrael, Chodesh Baruch is within every yid. And just making that statement, of having that suffix, that doubt whether Jews whether Rabbon Shem is with us is mamash chait within itself. And this we say for Rav Binim and the Gemara in Kedusha tells us Amivav Amanav and the Achlokas between Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Meir. When do we consider Chodesh Baruch Hu's children? Rabbi Huda says only when we do the right thing. When we're not doing the right thing, we're consider avadim. Rabbi Meir says beinkach leikach nikur avadim. Either way, we're considered ben Chodesh Baruch Hu. And the Rashba writes la halacha. At the end of the day, we usually have machlokas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, Pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda, but here Pasuk like Rabbi Meir. The Korbina Rebbe said it's a mitzvah of the farsim this Rashba for us to know that a Jew could always come back to the Bona Shem. It's never too late. A Jew could always return to our Father. He's Avinu Malkinu. How important is this? He's so right before when it comes to him. 13 days now, 12 days before Rosh Hashanah. Bekach nikarbanim. This is exactly what the Rebbe says. Amar Bayom Ahu Alo Akien El Kibi Kibir Kibi. Just making that statement is Hakadosh Baruch Hu with me. That's an Amalek statement. That's right. That's when Amalek attacks us to end the Parsha Pesach. When you start having a suffix whether the Bona Shem is going to be with us or not. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is with us no matter what we do. We have to remember Hakadosh Baruch Hu has infinite rachamim. He is our Father. We can always do tshuva. A beautiful insight for the Rebbe Rabbanim. And the Rav Binam and the Gemara Kiddushin, the Rashba and the Kibbutz Rebbe, beautiful insight. Let's review these five ideas. B'ezras Hashem Yisbarach. We start off on the Midah of Achdus by the Morinayim. Atem Yisraelim Kolchem Kol Ish Yisrael. We come down to before Hayom, which Zohar tells us Hayom refers to Rosh Hashanah. It's got to be Kol Ish Yisrael. Other Shem say Kolchem. It's got to be together. But Kol Ish Yisrael says Morinayim. Before you come to Rosh Hashanah, before Hayom, it's got to be Kol Ish Yisrael. Every Jew's got to be valued. We have to show Avos Yisrael. And that's what Kitzur Shachanar says. Ish Dereyom Tos Avem is Rosh Tevas Elul. And that's Tshuva Tefilah Tztaka. Tztaka specifically one of the things Ma'avina is really Gzeira. That is exactly Eastern Rebbe tells us to tell about to really work on interpersonal relationships, whether it be monetarily or emotionally, socially, whatever it is. We need to make sure that our Avos Yisrael is up, mamish, up into the sky. We're working on it so much. The Agudat Kala Bnei Yitzchak writes in his Pesach Al Torah and Perek Laman Pasuk Beis, the Shavta Ad Hashem Lekach. What does it mean to do tshuva up until Hashem? Because in a Jew's life, sometimes the Chodesh Baruch is Alakecha. And how do we change the Chodesh Baruch from Alakecha, from Din to Rachamim? By doing tshuva. The Shavta, when you do tshuva Ad Hashem Lekach, you change the Din Alakecha. To you, kivevka to Hashem, and this is exactly the word that the Yisrael Chazal say by the Envayikra Rabba and the Psikta. When we blow shofar, we bring the Rebbeinu from the chair of Din to the chair of Rachamim, and this is exactly what the Ish Kodesh wrote in last week's Parsha Kisavo. That when a Jew sees that there's mamash l'malim in a tevah, so many tzars in a Jew's life, and he's still mechazik himself, you could bring up the Rebbeinu from Din to Rachamim, just with a little ischaskus, a little try to be a better, but not a little ischaskus, so you change the Chodesh Baruch from Din to Rachamim. Beautiful insight. The Bnei Sos with Adar Kala from Chazal and from the Bnei Ish Kodesh. Moving on to Dimrith number 3. Dimrith number 3, we said from Yisrael, the bells, the Rebbe, we saw the Rebbe bells. Ki krav elecha dover ma beficha bevavcha lasus. So what does it mean, beficha bevavcha? Beficha bevavcha, says the bells, the Rebbe. First, beficha, when it comes to your mouth, the more you talk about it, Rashi and Ban, whether it should be Torah or Tefillah, or Torah or Tshuva, excuse me. Beficha, when you talk about it, then it'll trickle into bevavcha. And that's the Korban Rebbe. Hemanti ki adaber. The more you talk about Emuna, hemanti ki adaber, because you talked about it. That's what exactly the Sefer Achinach Achar Pulus and Shachas Levavos. We are triggered the more we do something, the more it affects us. And the more we talk about it, the more we talk about Torah and Tshuva, then it'll trickle down to our hearts and souls. The beautiful insight, the Koyach of Dibor, comes to two Tshuva and Torah. The fourth idea is the Meshech Chachma. Meikra Moshe Yishuv Ben Nun. Mayum Elav Enei Yisrael Chazak Vematz. Why does he Chavak Chazak Chazak Vematz before Leini Kol Yisrael? Because we know when it comes to Melech in private, he's got to be Banivas. But when it comes to Enikol Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling you, he's charging Yeshua, the next leader of Klal Yisrael. It's Chazak v'matz, you gotta be Gavit Kedusha. There's a time to be humble, there's a time to be step up for the Rabbeinu Shalom. And that's exactly the more of Hashem says, Re'eh Anochi Nosem Lecha Bracha L'Chalor. When there's a Bracha, there's Anochi for Klal. When you use Gavit for the Rabbeinu Shalom, then it's a Bracha. Use Gavit for yourself, then it's a Klal. We have to know when to use the gaiva, when to step up for the Rosh Hashanah. We have to have that balance. The balance of anivus and the balance for gaiva for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Beautiful insight of the Meshachachim, Lord Mar Veshemesh. High the fifth and final idea, the Rem, the Rebbe, Rabbonim. When a Jew says, in Laman Aleph, Yudzayim, Vayomer Bayomer Hu, Halalo, Halalo, Aki, Aki, and Elokei, Birkimi, maybe Kodesh Baruch Hu is not with me anymore. That itself, the Rebbe Rabbonim says, is a chid itself. Because a Jew, no matter what, we have an everlasting connection, to, an eternal connection to the Rabbonim Shalom. No matter what we do, all the stars, all the choshech, all the confusion, all the viruses out there, we know the Rabbonim Shalom is with the Jew, no matter what, he's Kodesh Baruch Hu is always with us. And this is where the Rabbinim says, the Gemara, Kiddush Ham Advav, usually Machlokes, when Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, when we consider Rabbonim, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, only we do the right thing. Rabbi Meir says, Bekach, Bekach, and Rabbonim, and the Rashba says, usually Machlokes, the Rashba writes, usually Machlokes, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, we've asked like Rabbi Yehuda, here we pass like Rabbi Meir. Mikach v'kach nikrabanim lehalacha. And at the end of the day, for us to know, the Kurban Rebbe says it's a mitzvah to farsim the shvashba. So we're doing a mitzvah by mifarsim the shvashba to know that no matter what, we have the eternal connection to Rabbonu Shem. Kodesh Baruch Hu should bless us now in these last few days, the last few minutes before Rosh Hashanah, Tov Shin Pei Aleph. Zochet with koich of achdus, zochet with koich of tshuva to be mehabach din torachamim, zochet with the koich of dibor for tshuva Torah. When we talk about tshuva and Torah, there are more to trickle down the balance of anivus, the balance for gaiva to kedusha, and finally to know to remember that Kodesh Baruch Hu is with us every single minute, every single day, every single second. Bezal Shabbos Baruch, wishing everyone a safe, some tov, good, good, ben shiur shkoyach.